There Will Come a Time came on Monday when Jason Collins of the Washington Wizards told Sports Illustrated that he's gay. Former NBA player John Amici came out several years ago, but he had already retired. Collins is a Stanford alum, and he's been in the league since 2001. His coaches, both current and former, swear by him. His teammates have said he is everything a teammate should be. And apparently 12 years of showering in the same locker room have not turned any of his teammates gay. There's one you can check off the list. Once the news broke on Monday, the overwhelming sentiment was, good for him. Fellow NBA players weighed in. Kobe Bryant on Twitter, proud of Jason Collins. Don't suffocate who you are because of the ignorance of others. Bryant's Laker teammate Steve Nash tweeted, the time has come, maximum respect. From NBA Commissioner David Stern to former President Bill Clinton, there was a long line of those waiting to praise Collins for coming out. And then there was Chris Broussard, NBA insider for ESPN. He called Collins a sinner and unchristian, lumping him in with others who don't follow his interpretation of the Bible, which, to be fair, is an opinion shared by many others. Right? Wrong? Former Sports Illustrated writer Jeff Perlman wrote that Broussard is certainly entitled to his opinion, but followed that with this. In Perlman's words, Broussard is a moron. On a day when the first openly gay active American athlete from a team sport courageously comes out of the closet, Broussard reacts by giving us a lecture on homosexuality and sinfulness. Really? Not a lecture on courage or guts or what surely must have been a tough decision, but sinfulness. Really? The words of Jeff Perlman. And that seems to bring up a point on the level of discourse and debate in American society today, whether about a gay athlete or politics or religion or almost anything. No one can have an opinion about anything without it being wrong or without the opinion holder being called names. Instead of debating facts or viewpoints, we yell and scream at each other until it's one big Tower of Babel, with no one able to understand anything. And isn't that the bottom line? Agree or disagree with what a person does or says or is, but isn't it important that we at least try to understand? In 237 years of existence in this country, we have come a long way in terms of equality, gender and sexuality, race and religion. Personally, I'm happy for Collins. He seems to have both the intellect and temperament to handle being the first. And the time will come, sooner rather than later, when he'll be joined by the second openly gay active team sport athlete, and we will come to realize, or at least understand, that it's not really such a big deal after all. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.